Well, I was reminded of something you were saying a bit earlier on about a story about the famous conductor, Sir Thomas Beecham.
Sir Thomas Beecham, the famous conductor, of course.
Exactly.
Yep.
He was shopping in Portland and Mason one day.
I think I know this story, but
you
know it.
Yeah, right. And he was accosted by a very grand-looking lady who obviously knew him very well and said to Thomas, you know, how are you doing?
Yeah.
How's the family, etc. And he, for the life of him, he couldn't place her. And he was stumped, but he thought he'd front it out. So he comes up with a string of questions like, you know, well, how's the family? And she says, fine. And then he spots a large grand wedding ring on her finger. So he thought, right, if I place the husband, I'll place her. And we'll be on safe ground. So he says, and the husband, is he well? And she said, yes, he's fine, thank you very much. And there was nothing else forthcoming, so he thought, right, is he still in the same job?
She said.
She comes the riposte, yes, yes, he's still king.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Still king, yeah, that's Thomas Beecham talking. That's all I should do. No, that's all right. Apparently quite true.
It's true,
I'm all for a bockable, but yeah, and until then, yes, still king.